Blog Talk Radio.
Intuitive spirit medium, emphasis on the spirit and psychic, because I love that talent. I'm also an RN, an LNC, a life coach, and I got so many tools in my bag that I love bringing them all to you. So thank you for joining me. It is Wake Up World with me. It is a Monday, and I have to tell everybody, I'm not home. I'm again on the road. And I am so excited that I can bring this show to you. I am in Boca, Florida, Boca Raton, and I am with my absolutely fabulous, awesome sister Susie and her mom Pauline, who is my second mom growing up. Of course, I'm only 17, so it kind of makes it really easy, but I have them here with me today, and that's kind of why I wanted to put up this show today. I have a very crazy schedule this week. I want to go over it before I start the show. but I am going to be gone tomorrow. I'm going to actually be traveling home. And then Wednesday, I have the show that was supposed to go on Thursday with Jerry Humphreys. He's a UK medium. He's a psychic. He's a pet communicator. He's a hypnotherapist, a Reiki master, and he is also a counselor. He's going to be here with you to put the show on. We had to cancel because of technical difficulties. So I'm really excited for Wednesday's show. And then I am going to be gone Thursday, and I'll have my wrap up the week with Bonnie show on Friday. Once this week is over, we are headed back to a normal schedule. Well, everyone, it is love, love, love for this week, because you know what's at the end of the week is Valentine's Day. Love for so many people means different things. We have people who love themselves. Of course, that's your first love. We have people who love their pets, who love their animal companions, people who love their friends, love actually being with everybody. And then, of course, we have soulmates, that you love your soulmate. So there's all different ways that you could celebrate our fabulous, really, everybody says engineered, invented Valentine's Day, although there was a St. Valentine. So today I am going to put on my angel reader, who I just love. I have with me Candy Corn, but her real name is Candy Emery. Do you go by Candy Potter Emery or Candy Emery? Hi, Candy.
Hi. It's Candy Potter Emery.
Well, do you mind if I call you Candy Corn?
I don't care.
It's either candy cane or candy corn, because you know me. I just can't. I just love when I can pair that up with two of my favorite things, candy cane and candy corn. So you know me. I'm always calling you candy something. But how are you this morning, Candy?
I'm great today. How are y'all doing?
I am doing fabulous. You know, everyone, I can't watch chat because I'm on my remote computer, and Candy, you can. So, you know, I am so excited, Candy, that you helped put up this show this morning, because we had it listed at 2 o'clock, and something was fluky again with all of the electrical energy, because I think that somebody's messing around with my time slots. But I appreciate you being able to get the show up. And also, now that you know how to get the show up, you can actually turn on chat whenever we need it.
Yes.
Do you see chat
up? We'll be able to.
Do you see chat up?
Yes, it's up to this morning.
Okay, great. Well, I have, you know, before we actually start talking about love, we'll do that in the second half, I've got my favorite fam here. Well, my second favorite fam, but they are absolutely part of my life. They've been part of my life since I've been about 3 years old, and I think you've met them, Susie and my mom, Pauline. So
right.
I used to, my mom passed away, and Pauline was always my second mom. So now she can't be my second mom. She's my first mom, because the one first one passed away. So Pauline is my second mom, and I just adore her, and I'm glad that you get to visit with her. I am going to put them on, and then we'll go into talking about love, love, and soulmates. So I'm going to put Susie and Pauline on for everyone. Hi, Susie. Hi, Pauline.
Hi, Bon.
It's Susie.
Hi, Susie. I think you just
met Candy.
Hi, Candy.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey, Susie, you want to put Pauline on first? But
sure.
Candy, I want you to meet Pauline. I think you met her a little while ago on Skype. But they've never been on the radio before. So is this cool or what?
This is cool.
Very, very cool.
I have a question. I'd like to know if I'll be moving to Florida soon. Because I live in Pennsylvania now.
First. Don't even have to think about it. First thing that was said was yes. By springtime.
I can't hear it echoing.
She said, "Is it echoing, Suze?"
Yes,
a little bit.
It is
because
echoing.
Because she got it on speaker. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I hear one.
Okay, take her. Okay, so if you don't put speaker on, you'd have to hand the phone to your mom, Suze, or you can hear it.
Okay.
So
let me see if I can.
Okay. Candy, do you feel anybody around Pauline?
Okay.
Do you feel anybody around Pauline?
Okay, I have a message for the house. I have a message for Pauline, and I have one for Susie. So I'm going to give the house one first.
I don't know. Unfortunately, my mom can't hear.
Okay, so Suze, you stay on and give the message to your mom from Candy.
I will.
So go ahead, Candy.
Okay.
Okay. For your mom, I feel that she's a very old soul. Living in this new world at this time that she doesn't comprehend. And she doesn't understand a lot of the new single things. But she's very happy, very content. What I also got about your home is you have a spirit friend in your home. It feels like things are being moved around. It's an older gentleman who's doing it. I feel there's very much elemental vibrations in the house. There's a very peaceful vibration around everyone in the household. And just a lot of peace in your home.
Candy, just to let you know, we're in Susie's beach house, and she has three homes. And also, Pauline lives in her own condo. So when you're saying home, are you meaning here with us now? This is their summer kind
of
their.
Yes, right, we're at now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we are now.
Do you have any message from the older gentleman?
Okay, I do for I have for Susie from the older gentleman. He's around her a lot. He brings in white flowers for her. He's very proud of her.
Yeah.
He brought up, you know those, they're called sugar babies? Those candies?
Oh, wow. Did Susie,
do you eat
sugar babies or did your dad?
Is it me or my mom we're talking about?
You.
Me. Yeah, no, yeah, I do like, I love caramel, yeah, I love caramel,
yeah,
I do like sugar babies.
They could be also those Werther's, but they reminded me of more of those old sugar baby candies.
Susie used to eat sugar babies all the time when she was young.
Yeah.
Susie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also see, I don't know if this is for your mom or for you, but the gentleman is talking about a white pearl necklace.
Okay. It might be my mom, I don't know, but
I'm betting it is, but he was talking more for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because he says daddy's little girl.
Uh-huh.
And then he's also showing me that, okay, Bonnie's gonna have to help with this. Jerry always shows me the neighborhood with the storefront, and it feels like your father was in the stores too. He brought me down the street, and then he showed me Jerry's, and then he showed me the store that was in front of Jerry's.
Okay. Well, who's Jerry are you talking about?
Your father.
There was.
Oh, my dad. Okay. So she, what you're saying is it's kind of like a storefront.
Right.
Okay. Because Susie and I lived in an old in a neighborhood when we were little kids, and we used to walk to Leoff's, which was a storefront, which was it was in a little kind of shopping center, and it was the drugstore that had like a soda, jerk soda machine.
Okay, because that's, you know, he's showing me that old street, walking down it, and all those storefronts.
Yeah.
Bonnie, let me try to call in to see if I can fix this echo. It's horrible.
Okay. Then I'll talk to Susie.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So, Susie, you know, that your dad was showing you things. You remember, Candy doesn't know you. So
yeah, no, no, it's interesting because Jerry's also, my grandfather worked at a place called Jerry's Corner.
Oh, well, see, my dad's store was Jerry's Place.
She's talking about your dad. Jerry's near Mann School that was like a candy store.
Yes, that's, oh, you know what, Candy, you're back on? Jerry's.
Yes, I'm here.
Susie, if you're seeing a place called Jerry's, her dad, her uncle, isn't that, or something, had Jerry's Corner. And we used to walk to a place called Jerry's, which was a candy shop. So you're absolutely connected.
Store front. That's where they said the chicken thing.
But I still have the Echo Barney.
You do?
It's horrible.
Yeah.
You can? Okay. Well, I don't know why you'd have an echo. I don't have any echo on the show. I mean, I don't feel any.
So, I don't hear it from Bonnie, but I do hear it from Candy.
Okay, she just, Candy?
Yeah.
You want, okay, can you pick up while you're, can you, so do you want to call back in?
I just did.
Okay, well, I don't know what to tell you because I can't hear it. Suze, do you have your, let me, okay, I'm going to put Suze
on
hold.
Me,
I'll try muting you. Don't hang up, Suze. I'm going to mute you, and she's going to continue. So, okay, go ahead. I have muted her. Is that better?
Okay. Yeah, the store could have been Jerry's, but I'm also seeing your dad, Jerry. Okay, Bonnie, this is I still have that. Echo.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do is, because we're having such technical difficulties and I'm away, I'll just cancel. I'm going to end the show, because if you can't hear.
It's not on your end, Bonnie, it's me. So why don't you go ahead and finish it, and then I can get up there reading afterwards.
Okay. Well, anyways, so do you want me to put you on hold?
Yes.
Okay. So, everyone, we are having technical difficulties again. Suze, I'm not going to read you because I know you, and you know what I told you already. So,
yes, I do.
What can you tell us a little bit when Candy was telling you what resonated with you?
She mentioned the pearl necklace, which my parents did give me a pearl necklace, and I certainly was daddy's little girl, so that was true. And I'm assuming he's the older gentleman that's always around.
Yeah, well, I told you I felt him when I walked in the house.
Yeah.
And she already told you everything is really good. So I can tell you one thing. Your dad is always with you. I think I told you that when I walked in here.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives you all kinds of loving vibrations. And what's really funny is she said that your dad was proud of you. And what did he say yesterday when I said to you, I've got your dad
here?
He said the same thing.
Yeah,
very proud of you. So you know you've got your dad around, and I am really happy. We are not able. Let me see if I can reconnect you with Candy. Candy? Hello? Okay, so we are, you know what, this is such bad connections for these peeps in here, and I don't know why, so, your mom wanted to ask you a question.
Let me end my end of the call and see if that helps.
Okay.
Okay, I just heard an echo on that. Okay.
Try that and
see what happens with Candy when I'm not on the phone. Maybe if someone else falls in, it'll be different.
Well, you can recall in, Suze. So if you hang up, then you can recall it.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
I'm going to try it. Bye.
Bye-bye. Candy, are you with me?
Hello.
Yeah. Is that better?
I still have an echo on my head.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you, because I'm away and I don't have my normal stuff, my cards and everything, I am going to talk about and see if you can, you know, you can follow this at all. But this is about love. And anybody that wants to know about love, and we, I think, talked about it last week, but remember when we were bringing up the rainbow light, you know, and you were going to give us some more information on what was it, the rainbow light? But you know what? When that comes to mind, I always think of the Rainbow Bridge. But because I don't want to bring up anything until after, we know how loving and sweet that is. And we also know that when our pets pass, we grieve here. So I'm going to do more of the on light for the next 2 weeks, and we'll talk about the Rainbow Bridge after Valentine's Day. So what's really cool is And I just want everyone to know is that for the next 2 weeks, or from the next week, I think it's the end of this week, isn't it? Or is it the end of next
week?
Yes,
it is.
It's the end of this week.
Friday.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even believe that we're going into Valentine's Day, which is really crazy because Valentine's Day for us, it just seems like it came up so fast. What are you going to do for Valentine's Day?
Well, we don't have anything really scheduled, so we'll probably just have a nice dinner.
That's what we do. You know, it's so crazy, and I don't know how everybody else feels. Well, I'll pick you up, and you can tell us. But, you know, the thing about Valentine's Day for us is my husband's a foodie and a chef. That's his hobby. And my son is a foodie and is a chef. So I'm sure he'll be working. But for us, we feel like if we go out to eat on Valentine's Day, it's pre-made. And I don't know why, because there's so many people going out. So what we like to do, and I'm sure that's what you're going to hear a lot of people do, is we like to stay home. And we just, even if we order a pizza, we actually make stuff. But it's so much more relaxing. And then I don't hear the complaints about how the food was pre-made. It's not hot enough, or it doesn't taste right because it's dry. So that's why we stay home. And if we go out for Valentine's Day, it's usually either afterwards or before. So what nice Valentine? What comes to mind when people say Valentine's Day to you? Is it hearts and roses? Is it candy? Is it a big roast? What comes in your mind when you hear the word Valentine's Day?
Well, actually, love comes to my mind.
And my parents. Yeah. Well, you know that your dad is always around you. And I think your mom, it's really weird because I think I've told you this, but I feel like your mom is from a different pod, if that's... Because what we do is we have karmic contracts. So we usually come down with our soul family. But we also can come down with other soul families and pods, you know, because everybody's really connected and we're all star family anyway. But we don't all come from that same soul family group because we're not all, you know, we don't all have the same issues to work on. We don't all come in at the same time. So I feel your mom is with a different soul group, but came in for karmic responsibility. And so, yes, you can always reach your mom, but your dad around you, your uncle around you, is going to be mm-hmm. something that you feel a lot more than your mom. So it's kind of like me, the same thing. So I do want you to know, if you don't hear from your mom, because once they go into the soul, into spirit and they go home, you know that their thinking isn't the same. They understand what they did. They understand what their lessons were. They understand what love is and how love is all that radiates from them. So where we on the physical plane always think that, you know, they think the same, they don't. So I know I've seen your mom. Remember, I think I brought you a message from your mom.
Right.
It's just that your dad is the one that you're going to, that stays around you the most. So I get it when you say Valentine's Day is about your dad because I'm in the same boat. I know you're married, so what does Earl think of Valentine's Day, and do you have something special to eat?
We haven't actually got it this time, but usually he would bring roses to me.
Oh, that's
so
pretty.
And we just have a nice dinner. Yeah.
That's so pretty. I'm going to take 110. I think this is Susie again, but hi, this is Bonnie, and I have my angel speak candy with me. Who am I speaking with?
This is Susie again.
Hi, Susie. Okay, how's this? Is it better for you, Candy?
It's still very...
Yeah, it's still very echoey.
Okay, well, do you have any messages? Because I know them, so I'm not going to give them messages. Can you answer something for Pauline, even if it's...
Sure.
Okay, so...
We'll try.
Okay. Susie, well, maybe it's all static because you're not supposed to, but can you answer?
Do you have any, are there any people around my mother? I'm going to ask. What do you say? Besides the older gentleman.
There's your father.
Her mother.
Her mother.
Mm-hmm.
I also have like a older
woman,
like two generations up.
Okay.
So that'd be your great.
Grandmother.
Grandmother, maybe, yeah.
There's also a lady with the apron on.
Mm-hmm. A lady with an apron on.
This woman loves the bank.
Okay, Candy, I hate to say this, but it's really hard to hear what you're saying.
I know. It's hard for me.
It's hard. I'm sorry.
How about,
It's really hard.
Okay,
well, I'm going to put Susie on hold just a second because there was no echo when I put you on hold, and you can continue if you can. Any other messages for Susie?
What I'm picking up is her message is supposed to come to her private.
Okay, so they want to talk to her.
Maybe this is why we're having such difficulty.
Well, I have somebody that I'm going to... When you said she was from Lemuria, is that what you said, that she's Lemurian like me, correct?
Right, Atlantean. She's an Atlantean.
She's an Atlantean. Why did I hear Lemuria? We both heard Lemuria.
Well, that's probably in there, too.
Okay, can you tell Susie what you're feeling about the Atlantean people? Because she's new to the show, and she would love to know. I know the next caller would be able to tell her. He's a starseed, but please tell her.
I had to pick Brian up. Maybe he can give it to her better, because I have this echo.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Candy. Okay,
hi,
Susie. So, Susie, you had something about...
I'm putting Susie on. Let me see if you get the echo. Susie, this is Brian. He's my star seed. And just showed
hi,
up.
Hi, Brian. It's Susie.
Hey, Susie.
And
I hear
she
a little
is
like
one of
her,
my
not
dear...
as bad as I did with Candy.
Brian, I would love... Do you see anybody around Susie? I don't want to answer because I already gave her... I'm at my girlfriend's house in Boca. She's from up north, and I came down here. So when I walked in, I gave her the messages, and I don't want it tainted. She has never, ever been on my show before, nor talked to a psychic, except a pet psychic, I think she did. So, Brian, you're one of the best. Absolutely my star seed. So do you have anybody around her? Can you find anybody? Her mom is there around her, or give her any messages, because Candy is not being able to
hear. Okay, I have an older male, bald head.
Mm-hmm.
Who's it?
That would probably be either my father or my grandfather.
Okay, I was picking up father.
Yeah.
Okay. So what he's wanting to say is he's wanting to say congratulations for something.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what this congratulations is, but it seems like it's something significant, either that it's going to happen within your life or within the next 3 to 6 months, or it has already happened. Your father is also saying that he is actually on the other side with your mother. So what I'm hearing here is that also, is there something going on with possible... okay, so the possibility of...
Brian, her mom is still here. Her mom is still here, so I wonder what you're seeing.
Okay, so that might be her grandmother.
Okay.
Yeah, by my mom, yeah. By his mother, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what he's congratulating for, but it just seems like it has a significance for him.
Oh, Suze, in the next 3 to 6 months is your birthday. Now, I don't know if you congratulate somebody, but yeah, I don't know.
It might be the kid. I mean, he did not see his grandchildren. He saw his kids when they were.
Okay, is there a graduation getting ready to come?
Well, actually, Evan, my son just got, he had a doctoral ceremony. So that could be it.
That was like a month, like in December. Okay, so he's wanting to congratulate this person that I guess you would say has passed. Okay. I'm hearing like a bad echo on my end.
Me too. Yeah, that's the problem with the whole show today.
All right, I have no echo. So the problem isn't with probably the show; it's with the call. So,
yeah, Brian,
well, maybe it's me. I mean, I keep thinking maybe it's my phone. Did you have problems with any other callers?
I didn't. I have none. But let me, Brian, if you feel her aura, I'm going to ask Susie to drop the call. I'm going to put her on hold, actually, and see if that's better. Okay. Okay, Brian. I put Susie on hold. Is that better?
Mm-hmm. No, I still hear my echo, but
okay, she's
it will be all right.
Hang up, but then she can't hear. So... Okay, poor Susie. All right, Suze, I'm sorry. Thank you, Brian, she's saying.
You're welcome, sweetheart. And happy early birthday.
Aw, that's so sweet. But what's do you feel where she's from? Because I heard Lemuria, and I know Candy.
She's actually a hybrid.
She's a hybrid, okay.
Yeah, she's a hybrid. She's a hybrid of a... I'm feeling kind of serious, Pleiadian, also Atlantean being. She also does have some energy within Lemuria as well. So whenever a person has influences of Lemuria or Atlantis, it automatically lets you know that the Atlantean and the Lemuria go together.
That's fabulous. Brian, can you hear me? I'm putting you now, Susie. I took her off the phone, but you can feel I now have my speaker on. So Susie is here and she can hear you, and so is Pauline, her mom.
Okay, Pauline, is this your husband that I'm picking up?
Yes.
The bald head man.
Yes.
Okay. He's presenting me with a rose.
Right. Okay, a rose for you.
That's my symbolism for basically. I'm hearing my echo. It's kind of screwing with my clairaudience.
Okay, let me see if I put this back. We are having such problems with. Is that better, Brian? Is that better?
That should be.
Is that better?
No, I still hear my echo.
Ah. Okay. You know, I am so sad for everybody. I don't hear an echo, so to me, I hear fine. And I feel so bad that I'll tell you what. Why don't you continue talking? I know that Candy's in. I'm going to call back because maybe it's me.
Okay.
Do you think it's me? Do you hear me with an echo?
No, you're not. You don't have an echo.
Okay.
I think it's me, and then I heard it also with Candy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy? I know, but why?
And I know when I have an echo, going on, it screws up with my abilities, and I sound, it almost sounds like I hear the spirit, but at the same time, I'm hearing myself.
Okay, well, you know what? How about this? Instead of, so that way, if it's going to screw up with anybody's clairaudient, And I already know these people, so that's why I don't give, you know, I had given Susie a reading when I came in. That's why you know, and we all know each other. But so tell me, Brian, if we just talk and then you don't have to hear, because I want you on the show, and I'm so excited you came because I don't get to talk to you. Tell me, and I think I've asked you before, you know, this week is all about love, 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 and love. So what are you doing for Valentine's Day? And we all know it's a pre-made holiday. So what are you doing to celebrate either the people like laugh and say, Bonnie, you really shouldn't bring this up because it's really just a pre-made holiday by Hallmark. But you know what? That's life. And we all celebrate
it.
What I'm doing.
You know, what I'm doing on Valentine's Day on, I think it's Sunday, me and my husband, we are actually spending time together because I work at least a good portion of the month, and I took one day off yesterday, and I'm taking another day off on next Sunday, and then after that, on Sunday, I guess we're going to go out to eat and all that good stuff.
Woo! What's your favorite food, Brian?
I love pasta.
Oh, I love pasta. Oh, my. And you're so skinny. So, I mean, oh, my goodness gracious. You could eat as much pasta as you want. I cannot figure out why I've gained 40 pounds. I mean, people look at me and they don't think that, but I was very, very, very thin, kind of like you. But then all of a sudden my son started cooking and I started eating like the finer things in life, which instead of the salad and the fish. But you can do pasta. And what's your favorite kind of pasta? Do you like red sauce, marinara sauce? Do you like Alfredo? What do you like on your pasta?
I do Alfredo.
Ooh, who's the cook in your family? Or you don't have a cook in your family?
Me and my husband cook.
I love that because you know what they say, at least in my son's vocabulary, people who cook together stay together. And I love that.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I'm going to tell you, it is a really cool thing to do. There's a friend of mine who has been married for a very long time, and they got that Blue Apron, which gets delivered to your door. It's really a good thing because it really cuts down on, for them, their food bills. Because, you know, when you cook a meal, you have to have all the stuff, and if you don't, it doesn't taste the same. So I think she does it, like, it's really crazy because it's a really good program. And her husband started cooking together, and it has brought them so close. And I just love that. So I love hearing that people do cook together, and especially on Valentine's Day. Do you like candy?
Well, I do what you call kind of intuitive cooking.
Ooh, what is that? Please tell us.
Intuitive cooking is where I channel my guides the whole time when I'm cooking.
I love that,
Brian. And they give me recipes.
Do you have the stuff in the house for the recipes?
9 times out of 10 I do, but sometimes I have to go to my mom's house and steal something out of her cupboard.
I love that. How about, Candy, are you listening? See, and Candy, it's just you and me, Brian.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay,
I have myself muted.
So what do you do? Okay, so you should try what Brian's doing and seeing if your angels will give you the recipe.
I've actually done that before. Sometimes they tell me what I need, and I will go ahead and cook what they say.
Wow.
Yes,
all right.
Candy is an amazing angel communicator.
I know, she is, and I'm sad. I cannot even believe I have my, you know, I'm down here in Boca, which is really cool. If you could see the view that I have of the Intercoastal, and I have Susie and Pauline, because they never call in. I mean, you know, I have friends. I don't know if you have friends, Brian, or, you know, Candy, that you're always telling about your show, but they don't seem to call in, or, you know, they're living a different life. They're living a 3D life. Although Susie should
well,
be.
Well, I called in.
I know.
I called
so
in
excited.
For a reason.
You did?
For a reason to ask if I could be a guest on your show on Friday.
Well, I would love that, but Friday would have to be early, Brian, because this week is going to be a different for me because I'm away all week. I'm doing a Friday show early in the morning, which I normally do. It's 9 to 10:30, but I would love you to be on. Can you do it this
morning? All right, well, that sounds good because I can't stay the whole show today because
okay.
me and my husband actually have to go out and pay bills. But I just wanted to bless y'all with my presence this morning.
Oh, we love your presence. Definitely Friday then, Brian. I know Candy will be super happy because she loves you as well as I do. She sings your praises and wants you always to be part of our fam, which you are anyway. So anytime you can get on, we love it. And absolutely, I will see you Friday and we'll post that for you, Brian.
All right, lovely. Well, you ladies take care, and much love to you all.
Thank you.
And we'll speak with y'all on
Friday.
Mwah. We love you, Brian. Thank you for coming.
Love you,
see you here on Friday.
Bye-bye.
Be ready for Valentine's Day on Friday.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye, y'all.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye. Oh, I'm so happy, Candy, that he stopped in. You know, we love Brian when he stops in. We love him to give messages. We love him to talk to our audience. And I am just crazy that you're crazy and everyone's crazy about him because he's a really great starseed. So I love that. I am going to tell you, because of technical difficulties and because I am away, I am going to close the show. How is it, the sound on your end, Candy?
Well, it's a little better, but I still have the echo.
Okay. Well, you know, unless you can talk, but I am going to, we've been on fine, and I am going to tell everybody, please join me on Friday, on Wednesday. We've got Jerry Humphries. It is going to be a two-hour show. So everybody, please join us. Jerry is a fabulous, awesome, fantastic psychic medium. And I just adore him. He was supposed to be on Thursday, and we had technical difficulties. I'll be calling Blog Talk again, and let's see if we can get it together. But, Candy, before we go, is there anything you want to ask me?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
I just picked up water taffy for them.
Ah, water taffy.
It just popped right in my head.
For Susie?
For Susie and Pauline.
Okay, so let me go over and see what they say before I actually... Hey, Susie and Pauline, Candy's picking up water taffy. Do you know what water taffy is?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Okay. Salt water taffy that you're picking up for her, Candy?
Yes. That's the only kind there is. I'm being told.
Being told that's the only kind there is. Yeah. Don't you get snarky, whoever that is. That's so funny. I'm sitting here with them so I could stay on the show. Tell me, do you pick up anything else for Susie or Pauline?
Not right now.
Okay. Well, I am so excited you were able to bring that through, and I am sure when I sit and talk to Susie and Pauline, who are sitting here, that I can explain it to them a little bit better. It is cool that Brian got on. It's just so sad that we couldn't, you know, continue with this, with the sound the way it is. But I want everybody to know that I will be back on Wednesday, and I am excited to bring Jerry Humphries to you because I know Jerry loves it. And Candy, you are a wonderful, wonderful angel. And I need to ask you, do you have any messages for people out there?
Not today, I don't. Because of all this technical difficulties, it's kind of, like Brian said, it's like you're hearing everything twice and it's kind of jumbled.
Okay. Well, everyone, I thank you for joining me. I thank you for being here. And thank you for putting up with these technical difficulties. I hope Blog Talk, I'm going to go into the help button and see why this is going on. But I appreciate everybody staying with me, and I will see you back here on Wednesday. And I will talk to you soon, Candy. Stay on and stay on your Skype, and I'll call. But thanks again. Love everyone. See you on Wednesday. Bye.
Blessings.
Blessings.